This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Early voting ends today in the runoff election to fill a Houston City Council seat. Former City Council member Dwight Boykins and attorney Alejandra Salinas are squaring off after finishing within about 1 percentage point of each other back in November. Salinas won 21% of the vote while Boykins took in 20%. This is to fill an at-large position 4 seat on a Houston City Council. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George has reported more than $4,000 in stolen campaign funds. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more.
Houston police have identified a person of interest who used to work for the law firm that's representing George as he battles his own criminal charges. That's according to a court filing in George's case from late last month. George reported the missing campaign funds in October. According to court records, George reported unauthorized transfers from his campaign account to an apartment complex, T-Mobile, and Xfinity. The person of interest is not named in the court filings. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
Governor Greg Abbott has openly endorsed the work of Club America, Turning Point USA, at Texas high schools. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with more. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. With endorsements from the governor, the lieutenant governor, and TPSA senior director Josh Tifo, also Texas Education Agency Commissioner Mike Morath, the reception for Club America to establish chapters at Texas high schools is taking center stage. Then the governor doubled down.
Any school that stands in the way of a Club America program in their school should be reported immediately to the Texas Education Agency, where I expect meaningful disciplinary action to be taken place for any stoppage of TPUSA in the great state of Texas.
Governor Abbott also touted that Texas has the most Club America chapters of any state and that the state will create an environment where Club America can expand and flourish.
All right, Tom. A Houston man has been convicted of attempting to smuggle high-powered semiconductors to China. The federal case was unsealed yesterday after Alan Hsu pleaded guilty last month. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Ganji said Hsu purchased $160 million worth of powerful chips designed to run artificial intelligence.
Like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini. Rather, this AI can be used for direct military applications, such as designing weapons, operating drones, and analyzing intelligence data.
Prosecutors did not comment on what specifically the chips were going to be used for or who organized the scheme. Several suspects are in custody after authorities said a string of robberies occurred at the Galleria Mall last night. Multiple outlets report that some suspects ran from the scene. That chase ended at a gas station near Chimney Rock, where several people were arrested. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.